Oh, here's, I can't count, one, two, three, four little-known myths. The very first French fried potato. Many, many, many years ago, the god of fried things, Dave, in a battle with several other minor deities, including Bazak, the god of little-known myths, hid himself in a potato field. While he was crouching there, he thought to himself, hey, I should fry one of these things. So he did. And as he was in a field near the site of the present-day Avignon, well, you can see where this is going. How the leopard got his name. In the very early days of the world, some of the animals had no names. One of these was the animal we now call the leopard. But then he was known as blank. One day, he was out in the woods doing leopardy things, or more accurately, blanky things, when he chanced upon a tree that had been carved by the renowned tree carver, Leonard. The blank was not wearing his glasses, and he thought the tree was naming him Leopard. Why the sky is blue. When the world was first created, the sky was kind of a mauvey pink. But none of the beings that inhabited the world then, Herlocks and Gembeens and Jocelyxes and so forth, liked the color. They thought it clashed with their sweaters, a lot of which were fuchsia. So one day they got together and fashioned a great big ladder out of onion skins and that stuff that covers cobs of corn, and they climbed up and painted it blue. The King of the Squirrels. The earth used to be divided into a bunch of different kingdoms. And the greatest of these was the Kingdom of the Squirrels, which covered most of what is now North America and a bit of Antarctica, which used to be much, much closer. The King of the Squirrels ruled over his domain with an iron paw. Not so much anymore, though.